Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa. I'm Mark Pitts on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Teresa Hartley, Director of Transportation for the Mid Prairie School District, about their Fill the Bus campaign.
It kind of came from a couple things. I typically hold a Polar Express Day here at the school where we have our kindergartners that ride the school bus, but we call it the Polar Express, to one of our buildings, and we make it into the Polar Express. They get to meet Santa and all that. Because of COVID this year, we weren't able to do that. Also, I just enjoy giving back to people around this time. And I was sitting at home watching a Hallmark movie, and this just came to my head. Not sure why, but that's why.
And again, it was a way to kind of give back to healthcare workers in the Mid Prairie School District.
Well, it is a way to give back. A lot of times, you know, we reach out and help the families in need and stuff. But this year with the pandemic, we knew that healthcare workers were being stretched so thin and having to work and be away from their families all the time. And just giving that little bit of something brings joy to them, and that's what we were looking for.
Teresa, before we talk about, you know, kind of the particulars of what you guys received as far as donations, what was the response maybe just from the general public in to say, hey, this is a great idea, and then maybe what kind of things did you hear from those healthcare workers?
I was a little worried at first. I am one that I stress about a lot of things, but this community came together. I've had overwhelming responses on how amazing this was. And this isn't credit to me. This is the Mid Prairie Community School District and honestly wanting to give back to our community. I'm just the one that kind of just helped organize and get things going, but this is the entire district, like, pulling in, helping do things, classroom teachers, finding out information of healthcare workers in their classrooms, you know, people donating. So it was huge, and a lot of positive response came from it. And for the healthcare workers, they're posting a lot of pictures on my transportation page. And one of them that really touched me is that there was a healthcare worker that came home and from working basically a very late shift and found the package that we had left them. She said it just made her day and it gave her the joy that we were looking for that little bit of time.
How did you go about finding the healthcare workers that were going to receive gifts? And again, in the Mid Prairie School District, people nominate recipients. How did you guys go about kind of figuring out where these gifts are going to go?
Well, basically, because of it being so new, we just kind of thought, let's just look at our students and, you know, reach out to our students' families and see, is there immediate family members that are working in the healthcare field at this point? So teachers would reach out to their class, students in their class, to kind of get that information, and then they would put it in a spreadsheet that would come directly to me. So the kids would let them know, and then they'd be nominated by their student. Or if somebody in the district knew of somebody in this area that was a healthcare worker, they would nominate them as well.
Do you have kind of a ballpark figure as to how many people are going to be on the receiving end?
Actually, right now, through the spreadsheet, and I'll give a little more on this. The spreadsheet itself, we have about 150 people, but I also have been getting email after email. So I would say we're, probably at the 200 to a little over 200 people.
That's a pretty good group of people to say thank you to.
Oh, it was. But you know what, this community, like, the one thing that I noticed is that gift cards, you know, we just thought, like, giving each one a gift card, and we were 37 gift cards short, and I put an email out, and within probably 30 seconds of me sending that email, I had somebody contact me and say, I want to give you all 37. I mean, that's just how amazing this community has been through this whole thing. We've had jewelry donated for the women. We've had garden stakes that are metal garden stakes that were made. They were in here. Just a lot of small businesses in the area that have donated their items, and it just turned out amazing.
And you've already started distributing some of these gifts, right?
Yeah, we did, just because we were just getting so much stuff that I needed to start making them and kind of getting them going. So we started last week delivering.
How close did you come to actually filling a bus?
I would say if you would take it by, because a lot of it was gift cards, but if you would take that money that we would get, I think we'd be pretty darn close, honestly. It was a lot. Like, my office was piled full of boxes.
Is this something that you'd like to see happen again?
Oh, I would absolutely love to. You know, there's other areas that we can hit too. You know, the not just healthcare workers. It was just healthcare workers was one that I just jumped because of the pandemic this year. I would love to do stuff like this again, absolutely, and reach out to more people if we could.
Well, Teresa, anything else that you want to mention about Fill the Bus and the generosity of those in the Mid Prairie School District?
I just want to thank everybody because we've had outside people that aren't in our district donate too. So I want to thank every single person that helped with this, and I appreciate everything that they've done to help make this go.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Teresa Hartley from the Mid Prairie School District. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Mark Pitts with KCII News.